This is Power 4.4 Radio. Coast to coast and worldwide.
That's right, that's right. Tap in. It's Mr. Flood Season himself, DJ King Ray, personally inviting you to check out the Bossed Up, Crowned Up Mix Show every Tuesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., only on Power 4.4 Radio. Tap in. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dawana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby. Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood. Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show.
Live from Power 4.4 Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show with Gary O'Neill.
Keep the check.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Happy Tuesday! Yeah! What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the C-Plan Do Show with me, your host, Gary O'Neill, professional life coach, CPR instructor, DJ, entrepreneur, hero. You can't call yourself a hero. I don't think you can call yourself a hero, but other people have, so I'm going to call it that. What's up, everybody? Hopefully you had an amazing event-filled Tuesday. We are almost at the end of the year. We're going into 2020. So you know, first of all, you know the vibes. You see the shades on. You see the playoff, clinch the playoffs, shades on. You see the merch. You already know what happens. When you see these shades on, if your team is not in the playoffs, don't talk to me. Shh, be quiet. If you're in Pennsylvania, don't talk to me. Okay? If you in Washington, don't talk to me. Okay? All right? If they not clinch, if you ain't clinch, you see these, don't talk to me. All right. So, hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday. Man, it was okay. It was a nice little cool breeze, but guess what? It's going to be great. So, welcome everybody. Here in the building, I got Clarence Thompson. What's up, man?
I'm in here, brother.
You want me to call you CJ or you want me to call you Clarence?
Man, whatever's coming.
Because I saw in the bio, it said Clarence C.J. Thompson. So I feel like I should call you C.J. or just call you the entire thing.
I differentiate because
okay.
I allow people to get that C.J. once they're comfortable.
Got it.
You gotta
okay.
That strong Clarence Thompson.
You're right. Clarence Thompson. So we're gonna talk with Clarence a little bit later on today. Hey. All right. So what's up? So hopefully, guys, let's get into our seed plan. We're going right in. So hopefully you guys, again, had an amazing Tuesday. All right. Shout out to everybody watching it from I'm actually streaming from my personal live. So hopefully everybody that's on there. Shout out to everybody watching it right now. I see you. Shout out. Hey, everybody. Shout out to everybody watching it from the Power 4.4 radio fan page. Power 4.4, where the people are the power. You already know. Two sideways, Las Vibras. You already know the vibes. Come on now. All right. So can we get to the C-Plan Do moment of the week? Sure we can. All right, so this one is entitled, I thought about this one today, is I Think,
you know, everybody been waiting.
Therefore I Am. All right, so right now, whatever you want to do, I need you to do it. If you think to yourself, hey, I'm this, then you need to, your actions need to show that and celebrate that and honor that. If you say I'm a scholar, then you need to be showing that you're a scholar. If you say that, hey, I'm a DJ, then you need to show you a DJ. If you say that, hey, even if you say, hey, I'm a gangster, we need to see it. Don't do it, but we need to see it. Whatever you say that you are, then you need to be that. That means all your actions fall with that. You want to be a professional athlete? Then we need to see it. That's it. If you think it, then from there, that's it. You line up all of your actions, all of your beliefs, all of your thinking goes right along and aligns with what ultimately you want to do. So that is the see, plan, do moment of the week. I think, therefore I am. People think Shakespeare said that. He didn't say that. Descartes said that. So look up the philosopher Descartes when you get a chance. All right. So let's get into our see, plan, do. Before we get into our topic, we're going to drop that see, plan, do song of the week. By the baby. Hit it, Antoine.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean, it like ever since baby on baby drop, man.
Ever
like,
since baby on know, baby
oh,
drop.
Ain't nobody dropped shit. Let's go. Ha. I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watched it swerve and that whip had a cop in it. Woo. My bitch got good fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot. Oh, you asking for pictures with nigga?
What?
What's your name? Get the fuck out the spot, nigga. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up, couple meal on my plate.
Let's eat.
I'm investing in real estate.
Uh-huh.
I just went and gave my mama 100.
Uh-huh.
Probably won't hear me open my mouth. Bless you hearing me talking about finding some money.
Let's go.
As soon as I found that, I flipped that.
Flip.
I'm a little bit different, they get it.
They did.
No, I'm stiff on the bitch, she did. Trying to find out why baby ain't all in the mentions. No, she ain't get no DM from me. This wrist, it ain't free. She be throwing that, yeah, she good at it. Turn around when we fuck, make her look at it.
She like, ha.
I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watched it swerve and that whip had a cop in it.
Hey.
My bitch got good fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it.
Yeah.
I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shit, I'm a hot.
Let's hot.
I'm unorthodox than a muff. Hey, when you gon' switch the flow?
I thought you never asked.
They fuck with me and ain't about what the f they be rapping about what they look scary.
Ah.
But to each his own. If you like it, I love it. No big,
no fee.
That boy say he get money.
Oh, really?
How much they just cut you a check for?
A million.
I'm going back to Cali like big.
Go back.
About to go get a pound just to smoke.
I smoke.
They told me to come work on my album. I'm trying to go find out the price on the boat.
Okay.
My lip like Megan Thee Stallion. She get her with Nasty. She driving the boat.
Drive the boat.
All this shit that they making be born. Give me something to bop while I ride with the pole. Here you go.
Okay.
I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watched it swerve and that whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shit, I'm a hot.
I'm hot. Like this shit for like, you know, the sophisticated ratchet, you know. The ones that go to work by day then, you know. Dancing in the mirror by night.
Ha! I needed some shit with some
okay,
bop
let's
in it.
Go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watched it swerve and that whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shit, I'm a hot.
I'm hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with nigga?
What's your name?
Get the fuck out the spot, nigga.
Fuck.
Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up a couple mil on my
All right, so Can we get to, let me put my serious glasses on. Let's get to episode 19. Wow. First of all, if you've been with me since episode 1, I Am Baltimore, to now, I greatly appreciate you, man. I greatly appreciate you. Could be anywhere in the world. I know it's cliche to say. I know you heard it a million times. We heard Jay say it. We heard a million people say it. You could have been anywhere in the world. You could have been listening to anything right now. But you chose to be with me, and I appreciate that, man. And I'm going to make sure I keep bringing amazing content, bringing dope people to the show, so that way we can learn, we can have a good time, and we could do whatever we want, man. That's what See Plan Do Show is all about. Having fun, learning, growing, moving. That's it. All right, so let's get to tonight's topic, Tuesday's topic, episode 19, man. Money moves. So I wanted to bring in my guy, Clarence Thompson. What's up, man? One more time. What's up, man? How you doing,
man? Thank you, brother, for having me on here.
All right, so let me. Hey, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you and what you're doing now. So that way we can talk about it. So let me break that. Let me run down Clarence's bio. So Clarence Thompson is a personal finance coach, educator, speaker, and mentor and founder of Capital Connoisseur Group, which understands the need to provide exceptional financial services to those in undeserved areas. They believe in working with those who don't possess million-dollar portfolios or even a portfolio at all. That's what I'm talking about, man. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. So, as always, when we have guests on the show, we like to ask them some rapid-fire questions. Are you ready for these rapid-fire questions,
man? I'm ready.
First question. Wings. Do you eat wings, first of all?
Yes.
All right, flats or drums?
Flats.
Okay. I think I'm about to make a food truck that only has flats. Guess what I'm going to call it, CJ? Flat Out. What?
Flat Out.
Flat Out. That's going to be the name of the food truck. I swear, if somebody steal it from me,
that,
I know. I'm going to have to do it now, tonight. All right, so, okay, what is your favorite sauce of wing? How do you like your wings?
Fried well.
Yeah, of course.
I'm either going lemon pepper or garlic parmesan.
Okay, see, I like honey or bay. I like that. Okay, all right. If you became mayor tomorrow, what three things would you highlight? Go.
The trash problem.
Trash problem, okay.
In Baltimore.
Yep.
School system.
Yep.
Education.
Mm-hmm.
And our budget.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. All right. I like that. That's great. That is great. So when we talk about money moves, you guys already know that we need to focus on generational wealth. We need to focus on money. It's a lot of time. Money rules a lot. Last time I checked, Wu-Tang told me cash rules everything around me. So while it may not rule everything around me, it does have an influence. So even today, when I was talking with one of my friends, we talked about goals. And so I don't need to have $1 million. She said she don't need to have $1 million. She just want to be able to make decisions not based upon money. And I thought that was really profound. So, of course, I wanted to make sure that Clarence stopped by here as we're going into 2020. Everyone's going to have these resolutions, and one of them is going to be money. So let's get into these questions I have for you. So the first thing is, obviously, we see that some people have issues with money, right?
Yep.
So what do you think? Because you talked about focusing on people who may not have that million-dollar portfolio or even one at all. What do you think are our biggest issues with money?
Well, let me stop you first, Gary. I want to say I want everybody to be a wealth creator.
Okay.
And I'm using that because you told me, I think, therefore I am.
Absolutely.
So before we start, I want everybody that's listening to think that they're going to become a wealth creator, right?
That's it.
And that right there is the segue to the first thought.
Yep.
The first thing is the thought process. We've normally, as far as people in underserved areas, urban areas, we've been conditioned to think about money a certain way. And that's not wealth. We don't think that we can create wealth, right? So the first thing is one, education.
Okay.
That's why I've created Capital Connoisseur Group. We need resources. I started out on Wall Street. I was helping people that had million-dollar portfolios. We would not help them manage their money unless they came with $100,000. Well, right then and there, I didn't grow up in a community where many people around me had that type of money. So I realized, wow, it's a resource. There's an issue, right? There's that gap of information.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I do to create that? Most people think of financial advisor, financial planner. I think I got to be rich to have that. So I said, well, how can we create a service where we're educating people. Mm-hmm. Not really, not more so managing their money and telling people where to put their money, but educating them so they're equipped with that knowledge themselves to do it and manage their money as well. Right. So that's the first thing, the education piece.
All right. So so it sounds like education is the biggest thing.
Yeah, it's resource. Absolutely.
Right. So what, when you talk about resources, what do you mean by resources?
What do I mean by resource? They're not going to put, so here's one thing I'm already passionate about. They're not going to put education, financial education, in the school system. Right. America's not built on everyone being an entrepreneur. It's built on capitalism.
Right.
We need some workers. Right. So we have to have people go to school, become doctors, therapists, lawyers. We have that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, I believe, if we don't create the education outside of the school, meaning financial literacy youth early, we now have STEM programs and things like that. So to me, I've created a program where I'm talking to youth as early as 7, 8 elementary age kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that as soon as a kid is touching money, they should be learning about how to manage it. You know, we teach kids about math and algebra and geometry before we teach them about money.
Yeah. And as of right now, in 39 years, I don't think I said, oh, I'm glad I learned trigonometry. But you're right. When we look online, you know, I remember seeing a couple of memes about the things that we don't learn in taxes. We don't learn about taxes. We don't learn about finances. We don't learn about savings. I did a leadership financial group at my job. And the first thing was like basic stuff, like how to write a check. And adults were coming to me saying, hey, is this right? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. So education is huge. I agree, man. That we need to be more educated. And that's why I'm thankful for people like you, so that way you can educate us. So most people, so when you talked about savings earlier, most people do have a problem with savings. Because a lot of people probably have come to me. We all have some discussions and we say, how can people build? Like they say, like even Warren Buffett said, hey, pay yourself first. You've seen that a lot. But when we talk about money, how can a person save if they're already on a limited budget at that moment?
That's a great question. I think the first thing is to create a budget that works for you.
Okay.
Oftentimes people hear the word budget and they already think, I can't spend money, I'm restricted. I teach you a simple formula, right? And I think the earlier you learn a formula, the better you are, right?
Go for it.
50, 30, 20.
Okay.
So you want to spend 50% of your income on your needs, right? Those are your immediate needs. Your house, your vehicle, your food, right? Then 30% are like your indiscretionary things, your wants. So that could be items such as clothing and things of that nature that, you know, one-off things, right? That aren't consistent. Then 20% is going to paying yourself. That can be broken up between either, you know, your 401k, whether it's a job, a tax-deferred job investment. That could be an IRA that you're paying yourself. That could be simply just saving the money and not touching it in a savings account. Outside of that, right? So people say, well, I'm struggling. I can't even find $10. I guarantee you everyone has some area in their budget that they can cut out or they could cut back, even for a limited period of time.
Yeah.
So the first thing is to take that self-hard look and say, look in the mirror, like, what can I get rid of? Is it the cable? I know I love watching, you know, Power.
Right.
But I got to get rid of Stars.
Right.
Right. If you're taking $10 to $20 a week, right, do the math. $20 a week, that's $80 a month. That's almost $1,000 in 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I always tell people, most people want to save for a house, right? House or car. Now, in Baltimore, we have very low-income homes. You could buy a nice home, decent home, for under $100,000. And in 3 years, you could have already saved your down payment. So it starts as little as $10 to $20 per week.
Hmm.
That's getting rid of the Chick-fil-A every morning. That's getting rid of maybe the Starbucks coffee.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about it cutting it completely out. We're talking about just cutting back maybe that one a day or two.
Thank you for that. I'm going to be transparent here. One of the biggest things that I had a problem doing, it's not about paying my bills. It is about paying myself. So this month was the first time that I said, hold up, man. I said, if I get a percentage from doing a CPR class or DJing or one of my clients, I'm going to pay myself first and put it in. So you said 50, 30, 20. That's what we should do. Yeah. 50% again on the subject you got to pay for.
Right. Absolutely.
30% on your wants and 20% on paying yourself.
And that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Now, I'm going to do that. It's going to be tough. I'm thinking about it now.
Because
the
first place people live above their means is probably their home.
Right? Mm.
First place people live above their means is home. I got to have this type of apartment. It has to have a fireplace. It has to have the key code because I'm scared to death to walk through my door.
Right.
So you're adding all these different, got to have a fitness center pool and you, yeah. and you won't use it.
Right. Won't use it at all.
Won't use it. Right. So the first place you're looking is there. So that's a hard, cold check when you like 50% of my income should just be those things. You'll look and start doing the calculation like, hold up, I spend 70% of my income on just the roof over my head and it's no benefit to me.
Right. Man, that's that. I'm locked in. I'm listening right now. I'm calculating in my mind. So the radio show has to go.
No, no.
no, but I love that because you're right. We want to spend and spend. And I don't want, and I don't like the cliche thing that we see where you might, I'm pretty sure you've seen me. I'm pretty sure people have tagged you in those where you see like one guy who looks regular and they say, oh, he has $1 million. And then the other guy, it's a picture of another guy with all this flashy stuff and he might not have money. Like rich people wear nice, rich, expensive clothes too. So 50, 30, 20. All right. So, you know, people in the comment section, if that's what you committed to, I'm committed to doing it. I'm already locked in. And in January, that's what I'm going to do. 50, 30, 20. So if you committed, just write in the comment section right now, I'm committed. And we're going to do 50, 30, 20. 50%, again, 50% of your needs.
Home, car.
30% on stuff that you want.
Entertainment, shopping.
And 20% paying yourself. Yo, that's why I love this show, man. Look, I never even that's it. So please take notes and guess what? Listen to this show again. Money is huge. Yeah. We splurge money. We look at all these different things, but we're not great at managing our money. All right, great. I love that. All right, cool. So stock. I saw that you on Facebook, you talked about buying stock, right? Now, would stock go into the 20%? Would that go into where you buying stock options, stuff like that? Now, I will say I have stock. I have stock, and it's a lot of things that I have stock in. I like to keep my portfolio diverse. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, it ain't $1 million portfolio. I came across a gentleman who he talked to me about stock, and he said, just buy one piece at a time. So now, you know, my friends and I buy some stock. You know, if it's something that I know is popular, I like to buy it because I want to feel like I own it. So everybody that was looking at Disney is a very inexpensive stock option. So now I own Disney. So when y'all get that Disney Plus, thank you. Keep it going. I like it.
My man.
Right? So talk to the people about stock. What are your views? I already know. Tell people what your views are on buying stock.
Buy. My belief is the two easiest ways or best ways to create generational wealth are real estate and the stock market. They're the two best ways that your money is going to work for you.
And that's the two biggest things we don't learn about in school.
It's going to make your money work for you. Even creating your own business, you know, right now, you start out as self-employed.
Right.
Most people start out in that quadrant as self-employed, where you're still working for yourself to build your business till you can step away and take vacation and your business will run on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then you become a true business owner. But outside of that, real estate will be residual income for you. Stock market will be residual income. So I always encourage people to buy. One of the things now I'm creating, and I'll put this out there.
Yeah.
And you kind of segue into it, right? They have the memes where there's one guy with the Burberry or Gucci on, and then there's like the Steve Jobs with just the black turtleneck.
Right.
And the blue Lee jeans, not even Levi's. They're Lee jeans.
Right.
They might be Wranglers.
Right.
Right? So here's the thing. I'm now trying to promote buy one share instead of one pair, right? Oh, so if you follow me on social media, follow me on Instagram, I'm trying to reach the audience with that, right? Because we're now sneakerheads.
Yeah.
And we're now, they haven't created these rare, Louis Vuitton been out, but they're creating so many different colors and pairs and lines to attract a certain market.
Right.
If we can get people to understand, when you go buy a $200 pair of Jordans, instead of buying one pair of shoes, buy one share.
Yeah.
So what shares do I buy, right?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Right. So
start with
the
big blue chip stocks.
Okay.
Right? Don't overthink the process. Start with the things that you commonly use.
Right.
The big blue chip stocks are exactly what I say. The big blue chips, right? Anything that you think big, Target, Walmart, right? The Nike. So you can start with just the S&P 500. That's 500 of the United States' biggest companies. You got the Dow Jones 30. That's 30 of their largest companies. And you start there. General Electric. things that we commonly use, right?
So again, so you're saying, of course, we're going to research. So S&P.
S&P 500.
500. That's a place that people can look to, because it's going to be some people that I know.
It'll be 500 stock companies right there for you
that we should look at. All right. As well as the Dow Jones 30.
Correct.
All right. And so, like you said, buy instead of one pair,
buy one share.
That's what got me. My first stock was, what did I buy? I bought Electric in the South. I can't remember the name of the stock. I bought one stock. And then here go me, y'all. I said, I'm going to go buy Samsung. If you don't know, here's what I want you to do for homework tonight. Think about what I just said. Go look at how much one share of Samsung is. It's like $1 million. I was like, all right, one day, baby. I'm going to just get one share of that, and that's it. So you're saying get the blue chip stock.
Blue chip stocks.
Where that's stuff that we commonly use. All right. Okay. What are some that you like?
Those are the ones I like. So let me tell you how I normally. So I diversify my portfolio to begin with.
All right.
All right. So I'm also a day trader, which means I buy and sell stocks per day for cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also have my long-term portfolio, which may include some of those blue chip stocks. What am I looking for in my long-term portfolio? I'm looking for dividends.
Okay.
Right? So there are stocks that pay dividends. Dividends are paid quarterly.
Now break it down to the people. What are dividends?
Dividends are a company's way of paying you an incentive to keep owning their stock.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to put it. It's like a rewards. It's like kickback. It's like you go to Smoothie King every Friday and you get that $5 smoothie and they give you rewards. It's the same process. We're going to encourage you to keep being a share owner of our company. And as the company performs well, we're going to pay you quarterly dividends. We're going to pay you a percentage of how well we did over the past quarter.
Mm.
So now on top of you making money just by owning the stock, right? Stock does well, it goes up, you've made money. You're also being paid dividends just by owning a certain amount of shares. So they're going to pay you a percentage for however many shares you own.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So what about some of those apps nowadays? Now, of course, you're a day trader, so you out here. What about some of those apps that we see? I'm not going to name some of them, but there are some apps that say, hey, you could trade right from your phone.
Which you can.
What are your thoughts about that?
So there are a lot of common apps you'll hear. You hear a lot of times people speaking of Robinhood, Acorn.
Yeah.
Those are really good apps. Those are good apps
like
for
them.
Beginners.
Okay.
Those are good apps for beginners. I think they allow you because they limit the way that you can buy stocks. So they won't allow you to invest aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
They will limit you. You can't obviously go in there and trade options and futures and some of these other things. You can't trade Forex. Mm-hmm. But they'll allow you to, you know, purchase one share or two shares or lots of that size. They're good for that because they help the average person who's not really good at maybe budgeting and saving money, and they'll take some of your spare change and they'll buy stocks.
Okay, so you like those? Because I didn't know if you were going to like them.
I encourage those.
I have Robinhood, so I think I bought more of them. And I'm not going to lie, guys. Like, I promise you, if you start looking at some of the stock options that you want to get, like if you be like, hey, how much is a McDonald's share? Or how much is Wendy's? One time I was in the drive-thru of Wendy's, and the food that I was getting cost more than the share. So I bought it.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Had a Dave's Double. Well, hold up. Had a popular sandwich, because you know if they're not cutting the check, we don't talk about them on the show. But I was like, this is crazy. And I think that sometimes we think about Wolf of Wall Street, we think about all those things. But guess what? Instead of one pair,
one share.
Man, I like that, man. I like that.
And you know how that came about? I'll tell you. Nike was a share of Nike was about somewhere down to maybe $60-$70 about a year ago.
Yeah.
It's now somewhere around $190.
Like, I'm going to say $90. Yeah, I want to say
$90. Now. And that's what occurred to me.
Right.
I said, wow, it's a share of Nike for less than a pair of the sneakers.
Yeah, ultimately. Absolutely. You could buy two pairs of share for the pair of the Jordans that's out now.
That's it.
Easy.
That's it.
So that's it. So guess what, guys? Let's start buying shares. So guess what? When you get a chance, post the ones that you like. Because mine is diverse. I'm not going to lie. Like, I have some food stuff. I have some medical stuff. Like, I know marijuana is going to be big. So I bought some of that. I bought some stuff that I use every day. All the stuff that I use. So let's start getting some of these shares. I promise you, some as low as $20. Like, I have Sirius Radio because I feel like they're going to do bigger stuff. I feel like, hey, I think their share was like $5.
It is.
Yep.
So make sure that you get out here. Let's get this money. Now let's stay on stock for a little bit. So should we sort of, like you said, diversify our portfolio as far as that? Like, what about like a Walmart? We should keep that, right? Like, we should keep that versus like maybe one of those penny stocks we should look to try to get. Stuff like that. Is that how should we go? How should a person that is just starting today, listening to the show right now, how should they go about it?
The first thing they should do is, the good thing is, now let me say this. The first thing you have to do is open a brokerage account.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. Yep. When we hear these Robin Hoods, Acorns, whoever, these different banks, they're brokerages.
Okay.
So before you can even buy shares, you have to have a brokerage account.
Got it.
That's not your typical Bank of America, Wells Fargo. So let me dispel that before people say, oh, I can just go get it. No.
No.
It's a separate entity.
Okay.
So you get a brokerage account. Now, the good thing is, this year, most brokerages have waived their fees and commissions, which is a huge, huge thing.
Because you have to, because it's not just, hey, I buy this share for $10. It's, I buy the share for $10 and I got to pay fees, like most stuff that we pay. So we got to pay fees. So you got to pay maybe the broker fees.
Right.
Okay.
There's what we call a load or a cost that you don't see.
Oh, okay.
Because you'll look at it and say, yeah, it's $10 a share, but you have to pay $2 because you bought it. Then you have to pay another dollar when you sell it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The beauty of it, like I said, now there's a lot more competition because most brokerages have waived fees and commissions. So no matter where you want to go, one of my favorite, well, I'm not even going to name my favorite. However, but I enjoy using TD Ameritrade.
Okay.
And the reason I enjoy using them is just because of their platform.
Got it.
And some of the tools and software they have.
Yeah, I got
but
them
that's
too.
But that's where you start. You literally start there. You research. Your research is basic. Again, look outside your home. Look inside your home. Look at some of these companies, these brands you use, and Google it.
Yeah, because they'll tell you to like keep it, sell it. Yeah,
you'll literally Google it and see if it's even a company that you can invest in publicly. And you start there, right? It'll tell you the share price, and you start your research there.
I like that. I like that. Thank you for that. So, guys, make sure let's get out here. Let's get to the stock game. Let's get some more. I'm gonna buy one more share tonight, just for that. I'm gonna figure out something I want to buy tonight and go from there. All right. So let's talk about credit. So we talked about budgeting your money, right? We talked about issues with money. We talk about stock options, but credit. A lot of people are gonna say that their credit is bad. That their credit is non-existent. That is bad. What can a person do to just restore that?
Well, the first thing is most people aren't going to say their credit is bad. That's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to make the conversation about money, which is what we have here, more commonplace. I think if people open up and say that they have bad credit, right? Super Bowl. We often have friends over the house. Come on over, bring some wings, bring a bottle, watch the game.
Yeah.
You should have friends over and say, come on, let's just talk about finances.
Mm.
You'd be surprised at how many of your friends that are sitting in your house watching sports may have the same issue or have a solution to your problem. Okay? So it starts with communication. Once you start there, you communicate with your debtors, right? Take a look at your credit report. Many people don't pull their annual credit report. Go to annualcreditreport.com. Pull your actual credit report, right? Look at your credit report. Make sure there's things that are correct. That's where you want to start. A lot of times, people don't underestimate that. If your name is spelled wrong, if your name is a common name, there may be people that are using your name or you have information that is being being misconstrued on two different credit reports.
Okay.
That's so powerful.
Wow. All right. So that's going to be the first thing. Of course, education.
Yeah.
Talking to those debtors. Start a plan.
Start a plan. Yep.
All right. What do you think is the biggest, so outside of people not having that conversation about it, what do you think is a big misconception that people have about credit?
Misconception?
Yeah.
You know, Gary, honestly, I don't know. Let me tell you the thing I think most about credit. I don't know if it's a misconception. I think what people miss the most is how powerful credit can be if they use it correctly. You have two ends of the spectrum. You have those that don't believe in credit or just don't understand how it can benefit them. And then you have those that are just strict with their finances. They're just good with saving, good with budgeting, and they have excellent credit and they don't use it well. So again, that's been the biggest thing for me. What I do tell people is, you know, reach out to finance folks.
Okay.
Right? That's where I come in at. Find out what you can do with your credit. Oftentimes, we see credit repair companies and people coming in, and they'll say, hey, I can fix your credit. I can do this. It's really just communication. They're not doing anything extra special for you. Like, I want that. That's the big
thing. That's what I was going to ask you. I
don't want
them
to think they're doing anything special for you.
So they don't. So they're not coming in. They know their cousin is. Their cousin is. No, they're not doing anything special.
And I'm going to tell you what that means, right? What that word special means.
Go ahead.
Special means I'm going to take your credit score from 400 to 800 in 90 days or however many days they guarantee you. Well, how are they going to go about doing that? They're going to do the same exact
talking
thing.
Talking to the debtors.
About.
Yeah.
They're going to call the debtors and they're going to look at their debt and they're going to figure out, can we consolidate your debt?
Mm.
Can we reduce your interest rate? These are the questions you, as your own person managing your own finances, should be reaching out to your credit card company, that hospital you've been ducking for that medical bill, into emergency room for the last 2 years. It starts there. See what they can do for you first. The credit card companies really, what the creditors, what they're doing really is you're paying them for the convenience.
Yeah.
You're paying them convenience. It's a convenience fee. Just like you're going to StubHub, you're paying them for that convenience fee.
And they charge you.
Yeah, that's
it. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I remember when I was married, I remember when I would have an issue paying my car note. They would call and call and call, and I would never answer the phone. And she said, why are you not talking to them? And I'm like, because I already know what they're going to say. So then the one day, I told them, hey, you know, I'm having problems. They're like, we can help you. And I was like, what you mean? Like they was like, yeah, we can work something out with you in that way. And that was, it was so eye-opening that happened that I was like, oh, I don't want to talk to them. You know, like you said, we don't have that conversation about money.
Right.
You could have people that, you know, I don't like to say this, but it's true that like a lot of times we'll know who our favorite. We know who we think shot Ghost on Power. Who do you think shot Ghost? So we know about our favorite celebrities. We know about our favorite athletes. But if you be like, yo, what's your credit score right now? And people don't know. Because that is about being, you know, taking ownership for that and being aggressive like about your savings. So like you said 50, 30, 20?
50, 30, 20.
I'm on it, brother.
50, 30, 20.
You got one person that I'm on it.
50, 30, 20.
You got your notes? So when I'm eating bologna sandwiches, that's it. Is this part of
temporary?
That's part of the 30.
It's temporary.
Yeah. I actually, with one of my friends, because I wanted to have that conversation, have a group financial, I said, yo, what's your goals for till 2020? And I told myself I wanted to have 5 G's in the savings. Just 5 G's.
Compound interest, Gary. Compound interest. The rule of 72, right?
So yeah, they don't, so break down the rule of 72.
So they don't teach this in school.
They don't.
Rule of 72 is compound interest. So we can look at a time frame of 3 years, and the same person that takes $100 getting 10% interest, and they save that $100 for the first year, right?
Come on, man.
And yep. They make 10%, and that's $10 on top of their $100. And they pull it back out, and then they put it back in the second year, and then they get the same $10. So at the end of 3 years, all they have is $30.
Wow.
Now, that same person that takes that $100 and takes that 10%, they get $110 at the end of the year. They don't pull their money out. Now, that balance moving forward is that $110. And now they'll get 10% on that $110. So in year two, that person who keeps pulling that money out, what we call simple interest, they're just seeing $10 for that interest. The person in who allows their money to compound sees $11 worth of interest in year two. And when you hear people always talk about that, 30 years, if you save $100 a month and you put it in a mutual fund, you'll be a millionaire. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about compounding your money. And that goes back to, how do I save? How do I reach my savings goal? How do I see $5,000? That's the discipline. It's the discipline of actually having the education to realize, oh, this isn't somebody just throwing this out there and telling me I can have a certain amount of dollars in a certain amount of time.
Right.
No, this is a really simple math formula.
Mm.
This isn't algebra. We're not solving for why. It's just saving your money and allowing it to compound and stack on top of each other.
Now, when we get that dividend, stuff like that, what should we do? So I save five, but at my interest, I get $500. What should I do with the $500?
Reinvest it.
Right. Because it's really not about spending the five. Like, rich people will say, it's not, if I give you $5,000, you shouldn't touch that $5,000. You should be able to make money from that five, put the five away.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, so here's another thing, right?
Big, yeah.
And I want to drop this gem.
Go ahead, drop it.
So online savings accounts, it's powerful. Not online banking. online savings accounts. It's huge.
I'm not even going to lie. I didn't even know about it. I knew about online banking, but okay. Online what's up? Account, what's, right? Talk to us about online savings.
So here's the difference. You have your phone, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, traditional bank. I can go see where all my transactions. That's online banking.
Right.
Right. Online savings is where I can't physically walk into a bank. Online savings is going to give me a higher interest rate for saving my money the same traditional way I am with MeQ, CQ, or my traditional bank. But because they don't have a physical location, they're able to give me greater benefits. Those greater benefits are higher interest. Ally Bank, Capital One 360, American Express, Barclays. We know Barclays from Brooklyn.
Right.
They are a bank. They offer you online banking. So you create this account the same way you would online. We all use our phones. It's right in the palm of your hand. Everybody listening right now, go create an online savings account. Please do it.
Before the year is out, I want everybody that's listening, everybody that's watching live, listening, I want you to do two things. One, I want you to buy one share of something. Two, open an online savings account. I'm committed to doing that tonight.
I had to give you that, bro.
Please. I had to give you that. That's what we're here for.
I couldn't walk away without giving
you. Please don't, man. I appreciate that, man. Wow. Online savings account, 50, 30, 20. Man, you talk about dropping one jewel. You drop jewels the whole night. All right. So people are going into the new year. You know that we're going to have a lot of resolutions, right? This is usually where I get a lot more life coaching clients because now they want to go into 2020 new. What advice would you give to a person as far as their finances going into the new year?
File your taxes. There's somebody listening right now. File your taxes. And the reason why I'm saying this, Gary, is because we provide tax services. Most of my clients and most of my new business are not people that have filed their taxes in the previous year. There are people that haven't filed taxes in years. And it's scary. Small business owners, successful small business owners who don't realize that they're business owners.
Mm.
And one of the best ways to create your financial foundation, I tell people, is your budget and then your taxes. Your taxes tell your whole financial snapshot, whether we believe it or not.
Yeah.
It takes into account everything, your real estate, your asset, your stocks, your income, your W-2, your job, your benefits. They're asking all those things for a reason. So, one, we get tax returns. Everybody wants a tax return. A tax return is not a good thing. That's another myth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you get a tax return, that means you actually pay Uncle Sam too much in taxes throughout the year.
Mm.
So, going into the new year, we need to look at how we are accounting for our taxes. Take a look at your W-2. Are you filing for too many exemptions? Okay. This is where cost savings are happening in the beginning of the year. Am I allowing the tax to be taken out too much? What am I going to do with my tax return? Start with a plan. Start with your plan right now in December. What am I going to do with my money today? Are there any big ticket items I want to purchase? Am I going to need a new car this year? Does your car have 170,000 miles? Have you been having problems this year? You should start thinking about repairs or buying a new car. This is the time to think about that.
So that's what you would say. Listen to this. So people getting their tax returns, they should look at getting repairs or fixing things they have. What else?
Big ticket items. That's what we should do. Don't get the tax returns and say, I'm going shopping. Don't get the tax returns and I want to go and get a new car just because. Look at things. Create an IRA if you haven't.
Break down what an IRA is.
An individual retirement account. Individual retirement account.
Okay.
That is also created through that same bank, which is a brokerage, for your stocks as well. So if you create an account with TD Ameritrade or JP Morgan, whatever the case may be, you can also create an IRA through there.
What is the benefit of us having an IRA?
The benefit to it is one, let me tell you something. So last year, there was a thing, we had big tax laws.
Yeah.
It was a big, big, big tax overhaul. What happened with that is that a lot of write-offs were taken away from us. This was President 45's doing, okay? Your mortgage interest, anybody who owns a home probably was shocked last year when they went to file their taxes because they didn't get a write-off for the mortgage interest.
Mm.
Previously, we would get it.
Oh, yeah, I would get
interest paid. It's gone. So how do I offset that? Now I need to take advantage of the IRA. That's going to give me the tax benefit. That's the benefit to it. I can actually invest my money in the IRA, and that amount of income that I invested will reduce my taxable income. So if I made $70,000 this year and I put $5,000 to my IRA, I'll only be taxed $65,000. Meanwhile, my money's still growing tax-free until I reach retirement age.
Compound interest, right?
Compound interest again. And I'm being taxed less. So when we heard Mayor Catherine Pugh made $330,000, mm-hmm. but she was only taxed $30,000 income. That's what we're talking about.
Her in those books.
Right. So that's what we want to focus on.
Wow. So where can a person set up? I promise you, you must be talking to me. Some of these things I said, we should have just did this at my house. So where can we set up an IRA? Can it be through where can we go?
Any brokerage.
Any broker, okay.
Any brokerage, and 9 times out of 10, your personal bank is connected to a brokerage firm.
Should I do that?
You can literally walk, absolutely.
So, hey, I want to set up an IRA. Where will they be getting their money from? From me, as far as like initial cap, like will I be putting a portion in?
Yes, and they start with low monthly payments. So that allow you start as low as $50 per month
just start your IRA
and build your portfolio.
Yo, next time y'all see me in 2020.
Absolutely.
If you ain't talking compound interest, don't talk.
That's it. Throw them on.
You're not talking compound interest to me. Get out of here. What's your IRA looking like? Hey, listen, man. Listen, man. That's why I wanted you on the show. Because it's all, you can go to another show if you want to listen to cute, funny games. We do that here. But this right here, moving into the new year. There are a lot of times right now, somebody's listening, even myself, we go back and we think about all the things that we did well and all the things we want to work on in 2020. And I know money is a big issue for us. As a culture, as a people, we don't value money, even though our culture is the biggest buyers. We buy everything. We spend trillions. Absolutely. We're consumers, yep. And we need to start being producers as well as being, you said, wealth creators.
Wealth creators.
What is one thing that a person could do right now to, you said real estate, you said buying stock. Mm-hmm. What's another thing that a person can do to generate wealth?
Go start a business.
That's easy.
Go start a business. Right now is one of the best times to start a business. Again, I'm a big tax guy. The amount of write-offs that you'll get are insurmountable.
Wow.
Are insurmountable. So those are your areas. Real estate, stocks, and create a business, entrepreneurship. And that doesn't mean quit your job.
No, do not quit your job.
That doesn't mean quit your job.
Please don't. You know what? And actually, if you look on my, if you are following me on personal page, I posted that today. I'm an entrepreneur. I have 3 businesses. Don't let a new, like some of these new entrepreneurs, they want to tell you, oh, don't sleep. Oh, quit your job today. No, don't quit your job today. You could be a 9-to-5 entrepreneur, which means you could be an entrepreneur and have a 9-to-5, but just keep that same energy the entrepreneur. See, sometimes people, we want to be an entrepreneur, but we call it a hobby. We call it a side hustle. No, I have businesses and I treat them just as serious as I would if I worked. Right. So I appreciate that, man. Man, you've been absolutely amazing, man. Drop the promo. How can people connect with you? Tax season is here. How can people connect with you? And everything that you're doing, man. Please let people know the info.
You can find us on Instagram at Capital Connoisseur. Oh, my God. I know y'all going to butcher it spelling it. But you can find us at Capital Connoisseur. It's not too many of us. On Instagram, you can find us on Facebook as well. We can see some of the programs and things that we're doing. We have a tax workshop coming up on January the 18th. Yeah, Follow us to get more information on that. We have a youth financial literacy program. Mm. Follow us for that. We're doing a 3-week program, $99 for your kids. It's less than the cost of a pair of sneakers. Please check us for that. We work with ages 10 all the way up to 19. Wow. You can call it. You can reach us by phone. Pick up the phone, 202-656-0306. Again, 202-656-0306.
And I'm going to make sure I post their information on the C Plan Do page so that way, listen to this again. Listen, man, this isn't a lot of shows are not just one time. Listen, this one you need to listen to at least 2 times. Get the jewels, man. Get the jewels that were dropped today because money is important. Man, I thank you, brother, for being on the show, man. And I'm going to make sure I post this information so everybody can connect with him. Remember, we got homework, 50, 30, 20.
Also, buy one share of any stock option, as well as start that online banking, man. Thank you so much, brother. All right. Man, we come to the end, man. Oh, man. That was such a great show, man. That's our time for the evening. Again, I want to thank Clarence for showing up. Make sure you connect with him. Hey, you can always check out the C Plan Do Show each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. right here on Power 4.4 Radio. Hey, guess what, man? Follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm out here in these streets. At the C Plan Do Show, I post a lot of stuff. I'll be sharing a lot of stuff that Clarence talks about on his page the entire week. You want to be a guest on the show? You have some interesting stuff that you want to see on the show? You want to get into these sponsorship packages? You need a professional life coach? You need a motivational speaker? You need somebody to facilitate your workshops? Please hit me up. And again, thank you guys. You could be anywhere in the world. You could be listening to anything in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. Until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those special moments again, man, always remember, see, plan, and do, man. Enjoy your evening. Go buy those stock options. Get that online banking. Remember, 50, 30, 20. All right, man, we out.